Democrat Cindy Dorn recently elected to her second term in the Rensselaer County Legislature, representing the city of Troy, also appears on the Working Families and Women's Equality party lines. Dorn has taught and lived in Troy for over 30 years. She grew up in Malone on a dairy farm.
I came down to the Capital District in 1977 to attend the College of St. Rose on scholarship, and upon graduation, I began my 30-plus year career in teaching at Troy High School. I was a business teacher. In 2012, I was asked to run for the Rensselaer County Legislature. I took that on and won, and I have run two other times in 2013 and just recently in 2017. And I sit in the minority. I serve on the Education, Health, and Environment committees.
When Steve McLaughlin vacated his seat, party officials asked Dorn, freshly elected to a second four-year term, to run.
When I thought about how tired I am of politicians who abuse their power, when I thought about how the residents of the 107th Assembly District have not really had a full-time legislator advocate for them, because I live in the district, I decided that I needed to be that strong advocate and deal with the real issues facing the residents. And so I stepped up and began this fast and furious journey to the State Assembly.
Hat in the ring, Dorn, citing four core issues, says she's ready to hit the ground running.
I certainly have been involved in education, and I'm concerned about public education and education in general. We need to put money where it works. That's in the classroom. And I know that from my experience. And so in the assembly, I will fight to make sure that schools get their fair share of financial support. Number two would probably deal with protecting our health. I have spoken with many people about our health care system, and I'd like to see us fight for a single-payer system to ensure that everyone has access to proper care. Along with the health issue, of course, we're concerned with the heroin and opioid addiction. I've been attending forums on dealing with that devastating problem. I'm going to be always interested in our environment, and having grown up on a dairy farm where our environment was so important, the land was so important, and the water supply to my father. I need to protect our environment. We have issues, certainly in Rensselaer County, dealing with clean and safe drinking water. Hopefully we can fix this problem in Hoosick Falls and continue to address the GE Fort Edwards site. I've been in touch with experts in the field, Judith Enk for one, dealing with the Hoosick Falls water, the PFOA situation. And I guess the fourth one has to deal with keeping our families safe. You know, I'm a mother, I'm a teacher. I refuse to stand by as these mass shootings cause so much heartache for people in this country. I support the New York State Safe Act, and I will fight to ban military-grade assault weapons, keep guns out of the wrong hands, certainly institute stricter background checks, and carry on in that direction. I'm happy to see that the state budget has passed a law dealing with domestic abuse and keeping guns out of the hands of those who have been accused of that or found guilty of domestic abuse. You know, and there are many other issues. You may know that I've kind of been a champion or a person dealing with harassment in the workplace, and I know that issue has also been addressed in the state budget this year. But I will continue to ensure that people are able to go to work and that they don't fear any kind of discrimination, harassment, sexual harassment, and that they're able to be productive in the workplace.
Dorn emphasizes, if elected, she will be a full-time assembly member.
I'm in a position where I can devote every day to moving this district forward, and I have the skill set. I have the temperament. I have the experience in the legislature, and that's very important. I have served on committees. I have drafted resolutions. My opponent has not done that.
The 107th district, evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, includes parts of Rensselaer, Columbia, and Washington counties. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.